Back here in Branson, Missouri, ready for the second half of play. Bombers trailing by 9, 31-22. Wyatt Gilbert had 12 points that first half. Matt had 10. That was the only scoring for the Bombers. And speak of the devil, Wyatt Gilbert has it. Gets a screen from Jones. Gilbert on the right wing. Now the Bombers are going from right to left. Bolivar going from left to right now. Get it into Harris. Harris the layup. No good. Matt Jones, the offensive rebound. Off the window. Good. Great play by Matt Jones to take the contact and go back up. As on the other end, Matt has an excellent block, making his presence known early on in this second half. Berry inside with the right hand off the window. It's good. Good little quick hitter for Bolivar. And the lead is extended back to 9. Gilbert pushing ahead as we have an offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. Coach Fulcher not liking that one, wanting an explanation. He could do nothing but just smile. As Wyatt was called for the foul, his second, team's first of the second half. Looked like it was a pretty decent acting job up here, but nonetheless, officials saw enough contact to call an offensive foul. Berry has it. Inside to Pock. As Harris tried to take a charge, and he's called for the block. Once again, a late whistle. The bucket by Pock is good. This will be foul on Satch Harris. Second on him. The and one by Pock is nothing but the bottom. Kyle Pock's been outstanding this afternoon, 15 points. They get it into Harris, back to McGee. The full court press, back to Harris. He's met on a trap. Harris gets it to Crawford. Tried to get it to Gilbert, and a foul is called. Foul is on Kyle Pock, which is pretty big. That's his third foul, so he'll exit the ball game now. McGee will throw it in into the Bomber basket. Bombers get it in to Matt Jones. Back to McGee for three. It's good. Jake McGee from the parking lot cans the triple, and it's the first points tonight by someone other than Wyatt Gilbert and Matt Jones, as Bolivar responds on the opposite end with a three-pointer of their own by Hunter Berry, and the lead is back up to 12. Gilbert with it. Over to McGee, pass almost stolen, but there's a foul called. It'll go against Dylan Rowell. Jake McGee will throw it in. Wyatt Gilbert, Satch Harris, Abe Crawford, and Matt Jones along with Jake McGee on the floor for the Bombers. McGee looking, gets it into Crawford. Now he gets it back to McGee up top between the circles to Gilbert. To the right side, Crawford. Into McGee. Count it and one! Jake McGee hits a little turnaround jumper, got bumped on the way up, and hit the basket. I believe that'll go on Dylan Rowell. See, his second foul. Team's third of the third quarter. McGee trying to complete the three-point play. Rims out off the heel of the rim. Bombers cut the lead to 10. 6:12 remaining in this third quarter. Berry catches the top of the key again. Short-armed it off the front of the rim. Jones with the rebound ahead to Gilbert. Now to Harris in the corner. Back to the top to Gilbert. Back to Harris. Harris dribbling back to the between the circles to Crawford. Crawford picks up his dribble over to Gilbert. Gilbert back to Jake. Into Abe. Tried to feed it to Matt, and there's a foul called. Believe that'll be on Cooper Bushy, based on his reaction. Or no, excuse me, it'll be on Brody Pollock, his first of the game. Team's fourth. They get it into Jones. Jake McGee's going to line up another three, rimmed out, almost fell. As Hitchcock comes up with the rebound, pushing ahead. Back to Berry, power dribble into the lane. Gilbert may have got a hand on it, but Jones comes up with it. Hands it off to Gilbert. Gilbert pushing ahead. Takes some contact as Barry lands on top of him. Gilbert was able to get ahead of him and then hit the brakes and let Hunter Barry just fall on his back. Be Barry's second foul. McGee will throw it in. 5:28 left in this third period. Bombers trailing by 10. Pass is stolen away. Hitchcock with the lay-in. It's good. As Josh Fulcher's seen enough, he wants to talk about it. He'll take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Bombers trailing 41-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust RVS. Watch me attempt more goals at rvs.com/experts.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, Bombers just coming out of the timeout. The first timeout taken in the ballgame by either side. Bombers find themselves trailing the Bolivar Liberators. 41-29, Bolivar only about an hour and 10 minutes away, just 30 minutes north of Springfield, as they get it into Gilbert again. Gilbert this time guarded by Hitchcock, and Hitchcock slapped his arm, blew his whistle. He's called for a foul. Hitchcock's second foul. McGee will throw it in. They'll get it to Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert standing and waiting. Now he'll put it on the deck. Gilbert over to McGee to the left corner. Gets a screen from Jones. Jake driving to the right side to Tabor. Inside to Jones. Jones will go to work. Jones off the window. And it's an offensive foul. Coach Fulcher not pleased about that one, talking to the official next to him. That's Matt Jones' third foul. Didn't look like an offensive foul from up here. Bolivar comes up with it. 4:54 remaining in this third period. Bombers trailing by 12. Barry has it. Now they swing it to the far side. Back to Barry for three off the back of the rim. Jones wasn't able to get a hand on it and went out of bounds, last touched by a Bolivar Liberator. And the Bombers will have it again. McGee will throw it in. Full court pressure again by Bolivar. Bombers clear out of the way so Gilbert can go to work. Gilbert with it, working to his left, gets the screen from Tabor, now between the circles to Jones, over to McGee, inside to Jones from mid-post. They get it into Harris, his shot is blocked, looks like it was all ball, as a three from Bolivar's on the way, no good. That was from Josh Francisco, and it heads into the hands of Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert on the left side. Now driving, a little spin move, driving with the left hand. Another rejection by the Liberators. Two on three now as the Euro step inside past Tabor. Can't go. But an offensive rebound gives it right back to Bolivar. Out of the top of the key, now to the right side. Barry for three. It's good. Couple offensive rebounds and back-to-back block shots on back-to-back possessions. Now has Bolivar up 15. Gilbert with it now. They'll work to the left side. Harris. Harris screen from Jones. Up top to Tabor. Now to Gilbert. Wyatt's going to put it on the deck. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Tabor. Back to Jones. Top of the key. Jake McGee on the left side. as he is fouled going toward the basket. The ball will go underneath. Foul was on Hunter Berry. It's his third, team seventh. As the Bombers are already in the bonus the rest of the way, that could play a big part in how this game finishes. Jake McGee at the line with a 1-1. Free throw is up, and it's good. He'll get the second one. Second one by McGee, good. Bolivar with it now. Berry has it between the circles in front of the Branson logo. Now to his right. To the top to Rowell. Back to Pock. Over to Bowes. As we have a whistle, be foul. Couldn't see who was on. Foul is on number 12 of the Bombers, Sam Bryant. Seeing his first action of the season. They get it in to Rowell. Rowell working to his right, guarded by Bryant. To the left side, Berry. Berry guarded by Gilbert. As they get it inside to Pollock, it's good. Count it, and a foul. Brody Pollock with a hoop and the harm. As that foul was on Jake McGee, his second, team's fifth. Brody Pollock with 4 points this evening. The free throw on the way off the left side of the rim, almost an air ball, rebounded by Tabor. Tabor ahead to Gilbert. Bombers trailing by 15, 46-31, your score. 2:40 remaining in this third period. Up top to Tabor. Tabor driving toward Bryant. Hand off to Bryant. Sam's going to send it to Matt, into Tabor. Tabor with a right-handed layup, good. Excellent pass from Matt Jones. As we have a timeout on the floor, I believe it was called by the Bombers. Bombers trailing 46-33 with 2:29 remaining in this third period. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Back here in the Pirate Arena in Branson, Missouri, I believe it was the Bombers taking that timeout. 2:29 left in this third period. Bombers find themselves down 46-33. Bolivar with possession. Comes Hunter Berry working to his left. Swings it over to Rowell. And into the paint. Tabor takes a charge and call for a block. Looked like he took it right in the chest, but it was called a blocking foul. His fourth foul, as Abe Crawford will come get him. Sixth team foul for the Bombers, being the bonus the rest of the way for both teams in this game. Bolivar waiting to throw it in. Berry will throw it in. Berry looking, almost 5 second call. Gets it into Rowell, over to the right side, Bushy. Berry has it now to the spin move. Great defense from Gilbert. As they get it into Pollock, missed the layup, offensive rebound, and he puts it back home between three Bombers. And the lead is back to 15. Gilbert gets it to McGee, wide open for three. Rattles around, won't go. Rebounded by Bolivar. Berry ahead. Berry gets it back, left wing three, bottoms. Hunter Berry going on a little bit of a run. Bolivar leading 51-33. Gilbert driving inside. Tough shot. Won't go. Rattle around. But it was touched by a Bolivar defender. It was touched by Rowell, but he lost the handle, and the Bombers will have it underneath. Thatch Harris will check in for the Bombers. He's replacing Sam Bryant. McGee gets it into Crawford, over to Matt Jones. Jones to Wyatt off the curl. Back to Abe on the left wing, tried to get it to Harris, but it was tipped out of bounds. I believe that was Eric Hunter Berry. Josh Bowes will come back in, placing the freshman Kyle Pock, who's been very good this afternoon. Big first quarter, but very solid the rest of the way. He's got 15 points. Gilbert has it now on the Branson logo. Set play from the Bombers to Harris into Jones now. Jones going to go to work. Spin move with the right hand off the window. Good. Matt Jones gets it to go off the window. Stops a little bit of a run from Bolivar. 51-35 our score with a minute remaining. Bolivar on top here in this third quarter. Berry gets it. Now he'll go to the left side, looking like they might hold for the last shot. Berry directing traffic, the only returning starter for this Bolivar program. Looks like he will hold it for the final shot. 40 seconds remaining. Berry just dribbling, about a foot inside the half-court stripe. 30 seconds remaining, down to 28. Bomber still staying engaged defensively. Crawford and Jones in help. Four Liberators on the left side of the floor with one on the right isolated. They are holding for the final shot. Berry hasn't moved from that spot for about 45 seconds. Now he's going to go down to eight. Gilbert on him, and a lot of contact. No whistle. As the Liberators get it back, left wing three off the offense. The rebound won't go, and that'll do it for the quarter. Interesting play there to end that quarter. Your score after the third quarter, Bolivar leading the Bombers 51-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.